Welcome to A Handful of Hope, where we bring you heart-to-heart conversations with heart-centered people. Hello, everybody. My name is Jesse Brizendine, and welcome back to another edition of A Handful of Hope. Today, I am so happy and grateful to have the amazing Maria with us, who is a soul coach, intuitive, and writer. Starting a mission in 2008, Maria utilized social media to reach high-achieving and empathetic women and men who've quietly silenced their inner voice and inner knowing and unknowingly settled into mediocrity. Her mission is to gently wake them up and get them creating an abundant lifestyle. Her outreach is successful and her communities grew rapidly, with people asking for more of the practical approach daily. Maria's integrity and teachings attracted high-level coaches from around the world to collaborate, including those from the movie The Secret. Spirituality for the stubborn soul is for those who understand that life fulfilled and meaningful includes integrating your soul self. Your soul is yearning to be heard so that it can support your empowerment by living and working with the universe. This is how you were divinely designed to thrive. Here's where you awaken and engage your own intuition and live aligned with your purpose and find your soul solutions. Oh, I like that. Integrating coaching, mindset, strategy, spirituality, along with universal energy, spirituality for the stubborn soul is a practical, all-inclusive, and no-nonsense approach to support your ability to thrive in your life. It's designed to help you heal and grow and awaken your intuition, even and especially when life happens. You can't do it alone. You weren't meant to. The soul tribe is available to anyone yearning for more. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you so much. You know I love connecting with you, and I'm so excited to talk today.
Yeah, likewise. And you know, just as a personal aside, everyone, Maria has the best gift game on Facebook, too. So if you ever need someone to throw some great gifts on your timeline, Maria's the lady.
You challenge me to come up with good ones. It's all in the search.
Something I really appreciate about Maria too is she's you know, she puts a lot of great stuff out there, but her and I share similar senses of humor, I think. So we will articulate that sometimes in our gifts that we exchange.
Yep. You gotta laugh. Even when life sucks, you got to find a way to raise your vibration. And you know, you and I do not live next door to each other, but that doesn't mean that we're not connected, you know, and right now with what's going on in the United States and all over the world, people are social distancing, but really we're in a time in history where we're more connected than ever. And there are so many opportunities that are there for us to connect and raise that energy, raise the vibe, because that also relieves the stress and that improves your immune system.
I think that's a great place to start, Maria, because you and I were talking off camera. And I was talking to you about just the energy I'm experiencing in my community. I went for a little walk the other day.
Yeah.
And I saw more people outside than I've ever seen on the same route. Mm-hmm. People were social distancing. Few people were walking. People were hanging out in their yard or sitting outside in a chair. More people made eye contact. More people smiled. More people said hello. And I feel like there's just this energetic craving for people all of a sudden to connect more. Yeah. Whereas maybe in the past we've had those chances, but our lives are kind of in this world right now, right? And it's a disconnect.
Right.
You and I were talking offline about energy habits that are really helpful and powerful with that. And I was hoping that maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the principal things that I talk about is that when you really understand energy in a way that is practical, I'm not talking fluffy, woo-woo, spacey kind of talk, but really understand that everything is energy and energy is everything. When you can master your energy, then you can master your life. And then the second part of that is when you really start to connect to that and what you're feeling, then how you show up really changes, right? So instead of doing what you think is right, working 9 to 5, going to school, making as much money as you can, making sure your grass is greener than your neighbor's, when you're doing what you think is right, really is different. And things like what's happening today are now causing us to do what we feel is right.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if more people did what they feel was right all of the time, whether life is happening or not, what a different world this would be.
Yes.
Right? So what ends up happening is, you know, life is not perfect. This is not about creating a perfect life and that everything is perfect, but to understand that the universe is divine and it is perfect in its imperfection, in that we are divinely designed to live in harmony with the universe, with that rhythm and flow of the universe, and that when there is disharmony and too much disharmony, like there is now, the universe has no other choice but to restore it. In the personal development world, we call that growth, right? We're seeing it on a global perspective right now, but indeed, every time we're given an opportunity to grow, we either stress ourselves out about it and we do what we think we're supposed to be doing versus what we feel is the right thing to do. The same applies whether you're stressing about, you know, what your kid did at school or, you know, what you're going to make for dinner, if you're going to get to work late. Like there's just, the stress has shown up in many other ways throughout your life. Your opportunity to grow has happened throughout your life. This is just a big one that we're having right now. And I really think it has to do with our collective consciousness. And I think it started way back in the 90s, maybe even earlier, when we started this building of energy of bigger, better, faster, more, and instant. And the more everybody got used to that as being the norm, well, then the only thing that could happen is an exponential experience of that. Right? How fast did fear grow? Pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? We're clicked into that. And yet when we look at the universe and we look at her divine perfection, nothing, she's already shown you results. She's already shown you proof of how this works. And nothing is instant. Everything is progressing. The sun doesn't go, you know, from dark to light. There's a progression. You don't plant a seed and tomorrow there's a tree. There's a progression in everything. Anything that's beautiful and good and substantial and that feels right in your life doesn't happen through instant. Never has. It just never, never, never has.
I love that notion of we spend so much of our life thinking what we're supposed to do instead of feeling what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, you think of our the average life cycle, right? It's born, you're told to respect your elders, follow, do this, then you're told you got to go to school, and you're told you need to go to more school, then you're told you either go to more school or you get a job, and then you're told you get a job and then you get a house or a relationship or a marriage or a mortgage or whatever that is, and then you're told you're supposed to work until whenever, and then you're told that you work until whatever age, and then at some point you die.
Yeah.
Right. And what I've been really curious about this, and I'm hoping maybe you can speak a little more to this, is, and there's an international audience here, so please forgive me if I don't know the statistics. Where you are, in the U.S., it's largely reported that 60-80% of people routinely surveyed will report that they strongly dislike or hate their job that they do, the thing that they spend the majority of their time doing.
Yeah.
And my feeling is that so many people are doing work that they think they're supposed to do, rather than work that they maybe have on their heart. And one of my invitations I've been extending to people is maybe this time of kind of being pulled out of the routine, time to get out of here and to get into here and allow this to guide you. What kind of, like, if somebody were to do that, so somebody's listening to this right now, Maria, they've never done this before, but they're willing to roll the dice, if you will.
Yeah, and you got nothing else to lose, right? Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, if I just surrender right now because this other thing's not working,
yeah.
What can they stand to gain from following their heart?
Oh my gosh. So from paying attention to your heart, right? That heart is the love chakra. It's a high vibration, and it's either and when we look at energy, it's either going to feel tight and restricted, or it's going to be open and flowing, right? So when we allow fear, when we start doing the things that we think we're supposed to be doing without adding our feeling, things get tighter, tighter, tighter. I got to do this. I got to do that. We start getting really stressed at home. We start getting really stressed with our kids. And then how we lead our energy ends up influencing the energy of our kids and so on and so forth. And this is what happens. You know, it's the ripple effect into mankind that we see, and it's not helpful. By listening to our heart, and by the way, the universe, for me, I'm referring to this time as a universal reset. And just as the universe is resetting, so now must you take advantage of the opportunity to reset as well. And by feeling and paying attention to what you're feeling, you're going to allow yourself to reevaluate your life. Reevaluate your values. Do you know what your values are? this is a time when you can finally stand up, because finally, it's not about what's happening with our neighbors and keeping up with the Joneses. This is really a time when you have the freedom to go, this works for me, this does not. And the more confident you get at saying yes to your life, to the things that work, and no to the things that don't, well, then you empower your children and your families and anybody that's around you to do the same, because both answers are good. Doing what everybody else thinks you're supposed to be doing is not necessarily living a deeper, meaning, fulfilled life. You were born at this divine time in history with a reason. There are no accidents. Nothing in the universe has shown you that there are accidents. There is a divine rhythm and flow. We see it everywhere. And man thinks they can hack the system, right? Man thinks that they live separate or maybe even superior to her. It matters not. What's happening right now is really showing us that it doesn't matter whether you live in a $10 million home or in a hut somewhere in the middle of nowhere. It doesn't matter if you make $10,000 a minute or $10,000 in 10 years. What's happening right now shows us that how you show up as an individual matters. What you do, your energy, your habits, your beliefs, your patterns, because your actions, how you show up, influence somebody else, as we can see.
Yes.
And right now, our actions matter. How we show up matters. Staying at home is one thing that we're doing, but we're also given an opportunity to really reevaluate how we're impacting this universe, how we're working with her divine rhythm and flow. So pay attention. Get creative. It's absolutely a great time to be creative right now. Even if you don't know what that is, creativity will allow that allowance to happen. You know, we talk about letting go and surrendering. How do you do that? Get creative. And that can be from coloring in a coloring book, to painting, to singing, to dancing, to rearranging your furniture and decorating your home. Whatever creativity that you enjoy doing just allows you to naturally get your energy in a place that's not in a place of worry or overthinking. You really actually position yourself to allow. And there's a reason that the word creative comes from the word creator. No accidents there. So get creative and allow yourself, because it's during that creativity, during that moment of painting, singing, dancing, whatever it is that you're doing, that you'll have that aha moment. And all you need to do is explore. Nothing about this means you stop living and doing what you're doing to go proceed whatever exciting idea you have. It just means explore it. That's it. And it's in the art of exploring it that you start to make connections. You start to rule things out as much as you start to welcome other things in. And you start refining and defining. And before you know it, you start walking the path that was designed for you, the reason that you're here. You start naturally connecting to the things that align with your purpose and that fulfill your heart.
How do people start discovering that? And should it be an individual process, or if it's like a family dynamic, should it be a family thing? I mean, my reason for asking that is I hear a lot of people will say, okay, well, yeah, maybe I'm game for that, but I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
I know what I do want. I know what I don't want, but I'm not sure even what I want or what even would make me happy. And I think maybe a lot of people, some of the fear they might be feeling right now is they are left feeling vulnerable in a multifold thing, because there's the vulnerability of mortality with what could happen with Corona. There's a vulnerability and maybe they've lost a job, they may lose their job. And so while they may not, and there's a vulnerability, this acute awareness, and maybe they still haven't figured out that happy piece yet. Mm-hmm. And in this time of like global reflection, we're really starting to step back and look less at the stuff and more at the substance. And I'd be willing to wager that much of the fear and anxiety is coming from not just those external circumstances, but this inner peace that we've been able to distract ourselves from being busy so long, being busy, right?
Yeah.
And now we can't do that as much. Our whole habitual structure we've created to protect us from looking deep within is being torn down.
Yeah.
For somebody who may not know it, I guess there's two parts to this. Somebody who may not even know what happiness looks like. I love the idea of being creative, but they may know what creativity looks like for them.
Right.
How do they even start to uncover that. And then the second piece of that is it something they should do as an individual, or if they have a family at home, is it something they do as a family unit? What would you suggest?
Well, you can do both, and I would recommend both, actually. And but even as you look at both, I would look at self first, because you got to make yourself strong first so that you can help others be strong. So if we're looking at the family, before you were husband, wife, mother, father, sister, brother, you were born you. You weren't born a title. You were born you. With divine purpose. And so you want to allow that space. What were the things that excited you when you were young? What were the things you used to think about? What were the ideas that turn you on? And if you're not sure, just key into some things. Like, there's certain music that you like. That's always the same style of music. Is there a kind of movie that you enjoy? What's that? What is that subject kind? What is the genre of movie that you love? So that might give you some clues about some of the things that, that turn you on and that you like, and that you can, I'm not saying go watch a movie. I'm just saying there's clues in your habits and in your behaviors of the things that you like that you may want to incorporate. One of the things that I recommend always in everything I've ever taught is alone time. And it's the most powerful thing we can do as adults. And alone time, and I'm very specific about this one, alone time in the morning, in the early hours, before you're too awake to worry or care or overthink, is the perfect time to have alone time. You want to be a little drowsy. And then you want to have that alone time somewhere, same place, because you create this thing called morphogenic energy. And morphogenic energy is something that creates over time in your environment. So for instance, I meditate every day with the same music. Unless I'm doing something that I want to change in my life or I'm looking at, I have the same music. And I don't have to wait 10 minutes to get into meditation mode. As soon as the first note starts, my body instantly goes into that position. It's almost like the Pavlovian response, right? If everybody's familiar with that. So you start to do that. So that alone time is what allows you to know who you are at neutral. Nobody knows who they are at neutral. And what do I mean by that? You basically wake up with the phone and the news and your family and, you know, before now going into the office. And the only person you know is the person that's reacting to everything that's been going on in your life. You don't know who you are at neutral. So you don't know where to come back to. So all you're doing is playing off of everybody else and you're living a life like a ping pong ball. But when you do this small practice, it's just really a few minutes a day is all you really need to know. When you know yourself at neutral, then you know where to come back to and you know what that place is. And it just simply allows. And that quiet time in the morning, it's amazing what can come through. You're all every single person that's watching, everybody has an ability to intuit. And when you allow yourself to just be, and you're too tired to overthink it and question it, then you start to welcome some really amazing stuff to come through.
Somebody who's wanting to begin, is wanting to take the first step. I'm going to ask the three questions. Somebody who wants to begin, take the first step. Somebody who's a little further along and wants to take a more intermediate step. Mm-hmm. And somebody who's advanced and is really wanting to take the big step. Mm-hmm. What does that step look like for them? What could it look like for them? Especially for the beginner, what is like the easiest, simplest, most concise, tangible, manageable way for them to step into this? And then we'll go to the other two after that.
So the first one, it's in my signature, explore, expand, enjoy. So the first level is just to explore. You have an idea, and those ideas come through when you're doing that alone time. Sometimes they come through when it's just quiet and you're doing dishes, right? Sometimes it's when you're doing laundry.
Should they write them down?
Right. So that's when you take note of it. Too much of our habitual attitude is, oh, that's a good idea. And then you're back to baking cookies and doing whatever you need to be doing. Remember that you are a divine individual. You're a divine individual to do things, to do great things. And that spiritual part of you, that soul part of you, has been asking to be heard for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that what we're experiencing now is forcing us to pay attention to this side of you, right? So you got the human side, you got the spiritual side, the soulful side. They both work together. You're not spiritual for 5 minutes of meditation or Sunday mass. You're both together all the time. So when that comes through and you have that moment, it's that important to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
That important. Let me go back for just a second, because this is true for beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Inspiration comes from the Latin word inspirare, right? And that means that God, universe, some greater power has breathed truth onto you. Mm-hmm. That's what inspiration means. This is why you feel the energy. When you feel inspiration, it's not a word. When you feel an inspiration through an idea, a movie, something that turned you on, your heart chakra, you feel it in your chest. Mm-hmm. Nobody punched you. Nobody touched you. Nobody tickled you. That's energy. That's just what it is. So if the universe or God has breathed the truth onto you, well, then it's your responsibility as a human to continue to breathe life into it. Otherwise, it falls flat. And we need to get out of the habit of falling flat, because this is what happens when we fall flat. Life just becomes much more hectic and much more stressed. So those ideas that come through that inspire you, whatever you're doing, whether it's through creativity, alone time, or just shows up out of nowhere, pay attention. It's your responsibility as a divine human that you are to pay attention to it and just explore it. It just might mean going on to Google and checking out some things. Mm. It might just be ordering a book. That's it. Following somebody on Facebook, getting started, and then taking consistent action in favor of that thing that inspired you. It doesn't have to be huge. It just has to be consistent. Because if anything we've learned is that, you know, one good routine and exercise on Monday is not indicative of a great body on Tuesday, right? One healthy meal on Monday is not indicative of a healthy lifestyle on Tuesday.
Yeah, I tried it.
Everything requires this. Those rules apply over here in the energy world too. So you got to explore and you got to choose what action you're going to do consistently. That's it. It's not huge. If you're already on Facebook, there's many Facebook pages out there that can inspire you. Get divinely interested in it, not just happenstance, but very purposeful. And then the second part is, when you have gone through this and you have verified this works for me consistently, now we need to expand upon it, right? I have found that teacher I want to work with. I have found a program I want to be involved in to expand. Invest. Now you're ready to invest your time, energy, and resources in greater ways. There are people that say the right things, are all about love and light, you know, all about good intention, but having good intention and living your life in good intention are two different things. So now, if you're ready to expand, now is your time to invest your time, energy, and resources to the next level so that you can start to experience in greater capacity. And then the last part of that is bringing joy, right? If you're really advanced, now you have to really look and make some really big decisions. And I'll share with you some of my big decisions. In 2019, I stopped business partnerships that were more than 50% of my income. Hmm. Right? Doing that was a big, hard decision to make. But I'm at that point where I'm taking so much joy. I know I'm so clear on my purpose because I've explored, I've expanded, and now I'm taking so much joy in living aligned to my soul purpose and what I'm here to do. I'm giving 100% of my energy in the thing that I know that I'm meant to do here on this planet, right? You get the process of exploring, expanding, and enjoying is the process of really knowing thyself, building confidence, building skill, building your intuition, and taking responsible risks. And I'm so grateful to be at that place in my life where I can take those responsible risks. Would have been totally responsible had I been at the exploration stage, right? I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I needed to go through that learning process in the middle to get to this level.
I have one other question that's kind of, it's working its way through me right now before we start to wrap up. I really believe awareness precedes transformation.
Yep.
Right? And the act of noticing is something that I feel like what we've as a collective society have been trained to notice is doom and gloom, blood and guts,
mm-hmm.
all that's wrong instead of everything that's right. And where this is coming from is I noticed the other day when I was doing my random scrolling time that my newsfeed had begun to fill up with not picture perfect filtered photos that had been airbrushed, touched up, apped over three times,
mm-hmm.
which is what oftentimes you'll see, you know, these mm-hmm. great marketing images, or everybody trying to exaggerate their life and make it seem like life doesn't have any blemishes or wrinkles.
Yeah.
But what had started to replace it was screenshots and screen captures of people communicating on Zoom with that kind of blue light and dark background that we've all wrestled with before.
Yeah.
People toasting one another, people smiling, people connecting. And I thought, my God, this is so beautiful. What I was noticing is this is really a beautiful thing, because it was like humanity was, at least on my newsfeed, was making the shift from allowing the blemishes and allowing the wrinkles in and allowing themselves to just be and be so genuinely grateful for the connection.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So if awareness precedes transformation, and noticing can become such a power piece for people to really start to engage energetically.
Yeah.
Where do people go to start to notice?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Because the universe is so divine and so perfect, then all those things that piss you off is exactly where you need to be. Right? So let it. Let the anger help you. Let what that stresses you out help you. So you just said people are really good at knowing what's wrong and not, like I see the same thing. Tell me what's wrong and you get an instant answer. Tell me what's right. There's a pause.
Yeah.
Think about it, right? Take what's wrong. Go ahead and just let it out. Put it on one side of the paper. This is what's wrong. This is what's really taking me off. And then write the extreme opposite. Don't worry about whether it's right for you. Just write the extreme opposite of what's wrong. That's it. Generally speaking, when we look at the extreme opposite of what's wrong, I will tell you that that's where you're meant to go. But by writing the extreme opposite, sometimes when we look at that, we're like, oh, that's too big for me.
Huh.
That's too big for me. That's just because your energetic foundation just hasn't gotten there yet. You're just not, you haven't elevated enough to see how amazing that extreme opposite is. But by exploring, right, and expanding, you start to build that energetic foundation. And pretty soon you start to see that that extreme opposite can really be a part of your reality, right? You start to see it. So let that serve you. You know, there's a lot of things out there about, you know, we shouldn't judge, we shouldn't be angry, we shouldn't be the universe has given us only perfection, always has given us perfection. And it's time to really understand how that can be your fuel. Now, in my soul group, I was saying this, that you know, there are no accidents that this new moon happened to be in Aries. Look at those signs. This isn't just about being in Aries in your astrological sign. These things have been around for many, many, many years. And if things didn't work, they don't stick around, right? So we got to pay attention. And I'm not talking about astrology like, you know, I'm going to find my soulmate tomorrow. I'm talking about a bigger picture, because everything influences everything. So we had a new moon in Aries, and Aries is the first sign in the astrological sign. It's another way of saying I'm turning the page, right? The first one. So now we've got this first page that's blank and you get to write it. Aries is also a fire sign. And my goodness, all of us have a little fire in our belly right now, don't we?
I love that.
Use it to your advantage right now.
I love that. Maria, three questions to close up.
Okay.
Many people are home, self-isolating, yes. Lockdown, shelter in place, in quarantine, whatever the language is right now. If you could recommend one podcast people listen to, what would that be?
Oh, a podcast. Okay. So for business owners, I am loving Amy Porterfield's podcast. I'll leave it at that. Amy Porterfield. I like Amy Porterfield. I think I love it because even though she's an entrepreneur, we have to also look at life. You know, our life is our business. Our life is our business. You don't work for a business. Our life is our business. And right now is the time for you to promote yourself to CEO. So take the things that you're hearing in those entrepreneurial podcasts and translate them into your life.
Love that. Book you recommend people read?
People read. Right now, I'm listening. I'm not reading. I'm listening to Lean In. So I think I'm loving that one, especially because us ladies are us ladies, the nurturers, the moms in the family tend to like, we're here, right? We're in our nurturing yeah. phase. And we were talking before we started recording about, do I struggle with that spiritual, you know, that leadership role and that mom role. And that has been a really great one for me to just remember my strength, remember not to lean into old habits and beliefs and, you know, keeping the peace. Cause sometimes keeping the peace is another way of keeping bad habits in place.
Love that.
Sometimes you need to rock the boat a little bit. So I'm liking Lean In.
And movie or documentary to recommend people watch.
This one's for you. I love this one. And it was totally by accident I came upon it. We watched it as a family. Really good if your kids are home and they're not getting their history lessons. This is a good one. On Hulu, there's a series called Abandoned. And it's from a company called Vice, which I think is a news, it's like young news kind of thing online, but it's a 40-year-old guy who's a skateboarder. And as skateboarders are never allowed to skateboard anywhere, they always look for abandoned places to go skateboard. So this individual and his beauty and ingenuity and creativity decided to travel all over the country and outside of the country to places where kids gather to skate. And he does a little bit of history on why it's abandoned.
God, how cool.
Right. And so we learn about the human impact and business impact. And they were out there in California and Salton City.
No kidding.
That way, yep. Deserted malls in Detroit. What happened? Like, and you get a little history lesson about what's happened, who came in, and it's brilliant, brilliantly done. Mm-hmm.
Everyone, rewatch. There is so much wonderful wisdom and insight here onto not just energy, but the human condition at its core and what can be possible for us all. And I think it's often in times of great uncertainty that it's really someone knocking on the door saying something or someone saying, hey, there's something deeper we can look at it here. This isn't to dismiss fear, anxiety, stress that we may be feeling. What it is to say is that Maria said, feel it, let it out, and then look deeper and go within. Because often on the other side of that knocking door is some sort of divine insight or inspiration. Which I love that explanation of where you might just find the peace that you felt in here that's been missing all along. And I think Maria's amazing way of distilling information down, breaking it down and making it tangible, but also challenging us to expand and taking it in is such a special gift. And Maria, thank you so much for sharing it with us today. This was absolutely incredible.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate being with you today.
You're very welcome. Everyone, we'll see you again soon on another edition of A Handful of Hope. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you're finding value in these conversations, please rate and review on Apple, Google, Stitcher, or wherever your favorite place is to listen to.